Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew. Hello, 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 lovely people. Welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Orlina. I hope that you are feeling amazing, amazing, amazing. So quick reminders for you. Starting on Monday, the 27th of November, we have the Get to Healthy Amazing You in 2024 challenge. Now, I am renaming this an easy because it's all about making it easy for yourself. This is a free event. And if you are someone who has struggled previously to lose weight, perhaps you've lost weight and put it back on, or it might be about your energy levels, it might be about health. This is a free event for you. You need to come. And we're going to be covering everything. We're going to be covering, first of all, looking at all the things that you need to do. Don't be scared. It's going to be easy. It's going to be fun. We're going to be looking at carbohydrate cravings, and we are going to be looking at emotional eating. And my favorite, we're going to be diving deep into positive and negative brain and how to make it easy for yourself. So if you are not signed up, make sure you sign up. It is something not to miss. And there's going to be recordings. Of course, there'll be recordings. They'll be happening at 3 p.m. European time. So that's 2 p.m. in the UK. And I think 8 a.m. in Eastern time. But I have to double check that. So that is number one. Number two, I have an amazing, amazing announcement to tell you. I have 10 places. So let me explain a little bit about how my program works. So I have an amazing program, which I have recently renamed to be called Positively Healthy You. Because guess what? It's about being positive and it's about being healthy. So it's now called Positively Healthy You. And I have been running this group program for a couple of years. Now, this year I introduced an amazing extra program, which is the Positive Intelligence Program, which is all about strengthening your positive brain. And that program is valued at $1,000. If you go and buy it off the website, it's $1,000. So I have just been adding this in for free for people. So this is basically you're getting 7 weeks of one-on-one coaching with me. And I have been just including it in the price. Now, I am going to carry on including it in price for the next 10 people up until the end of December. And in January, I'm going to adjust the prices to include that extra program that is included in it. So if you want to set yourself up for 2024 and make 2024 the year that you get to healthy, amazing you and stay there, I recommend booking a chat to me and we will talk about it and I'll explain how the program works and what results you can expect. And if you don't join up, that's fine. Having this call is absolutely amazing. On a side note, I have spoken to a few people recently who have sort of said to me, hey, it doesn't work. I'm doing all the things. I'm eating healthily and I'm not losing weight. If you are one of those people, you need to book a call with me because I promise you, you are not doing all the things. Here's what I say to people. Do you have a human mind and a human body? And if the answer is yes to both of those questions, which I kind of hope it is, then you are asking yourself the wrong question. You are looking at it in the wrong way. And really, the question you need to be asking yourself is, what do I need to do to lose weight? As opposed to, hey, I'm doing all of the right things and it's not working. Because that puts you in a situation where you can't make changes because you're already doing everything right here. There's nothing else for you to do. Whereas if you come at it from curiosity and think, okay, what do I need to do? You will find the answer. Between us, you and I will find the answer. I haven't yet worked with anybody who has implemented the things that I suggest and not lost weight. Let me say that again. I haven't worked with anybody who has implemented the things that I suggest and they haven't lost weight. And the vast majority of my clients say it is easy and fun. It was so easy. I didn't expect it to be so easy. Okay, today I want to talk a little bit about life and what happens when life happens. We talked a little bit about discipline last week and thinking about how you can set up your life to make things easy for you. And really, healthy eating and healthy living is all about setting up your life so that it just happens naturally and you don't have to think about it. But dot, 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 life always happens. It always happens. There is always a moment in life when, oh, you go on holiday or the Christmas or it's Thanksgiving and it's Christmas 3 minutes afterwards, or stressful thing happens. Stuff happens at work or stuff happens in your family. There's always something. And that's what I call life is busy lifing. Well, what do you do then? The first thing that you need to think about is, number one, I hope during that stage that you have already joined my program and you're busy doing your PQ reps. If you don't know what PQ reps are, make sure you turn up next week, because I know lots of you are busy PQ repping and you're not in my program. And that is fabulous. It's the thing you need to do to really help you build up your positive brain. And I was talking to a client of mine just before I started recording, and she was saying, I'm so glad I signed up now. I nearly didn't sign up now because we've got Christmas and blah, blah, blah. And I knew it was really stressful, and I had so much on my plate. I'm so glad I signed up now because it has helped me get through this stressful moment. But more than that, it's helping me manage my own stress so that next time it's not going to be so stressful. So it's a bit like anger. You know, when you try and teach your kids how to manage anger, or even yourself, how to manage being angry, you don't wait until you're angry to start going, oh, I'm going to practice meditation. It doesn't work like that. You have to practice all the things that you know in the moments when you're calm, so that when you feel triggered, you can calm yourself down before you get to angry. And life happening is exactly the same. We need to use the moments when life is going well, when life is easy, to build up those habits, which are mindset habits and doing habits. And we need to use the time that we have so that when life is lifing, things don't get thrown off the rail totally, totally, totally. Now, having said that, sometimes life is just so overwhelming that things do go off the rails. And you know what? That's okay. It really is okay. If we put on our positive brains, what we say is, I'm having golden learning opportunities. So I'm finding ways of coping. I'm learning about myself. Even if learning about yourself is understanding how your stress level works, how your emotions work in a particular way, as opposed to just not even noticing them. So it is okay that life happens and that things all go down the plug hole. Now, the big problem with things going down the plug hole is getting back on track. And this is a strength that I think is worth spending time thinking about. How do I get back on track? How do I get back on track? Now, obviously, if you're in my program, you have me to help you get back on track. And that's actually one of the things that I really help my clients with. Life happens to my clients. Life happens to me. And getting back on track is another muscle that you need to learn to learn. Now, if you're not in my program, what are you going to do? Well, come and chat to me. Come pick one of those amazing spots before Christmas time. What an amazing gift for yourself, your gift of health and wellness. But in all seriousness, if you're not in my program, what can you do about this? Well, number one, if you can foresee things, like, you know, perhaps it's Thanksgiving and Christmas, what are you going to do over Thanksgiving and Christmas? When are you going to get back on track? So you set yourself a date. I'm going to get back on track on this date. Or if you're in the midst of things, sometimes you just have to set a date as well and say, I'm going to set this date. I'm going to get back on track on this date. Falling off the wagon isn't the end of the world unless you stay off the wagon. If you stay off the wagon, then yes, it is the end of the world. But if you don't stay off the wagon, if you jump back on, you're not starting over. You are starting from experience. And I love that quote because it's so true. I know it feels like, oh my goodness, I've been here before. Nothing's working. I can't get it to do. I'm here again. I'm starting all over again. No, you're not. You're starting from experience. And you have all of those experiences of building up habits that you have already started. So just some little encouragement for you before Thanksgiving and the holidays. This is how I help my clients with the holiday season. I tell them you have three options when it comes to the holiday season. Number one, you can totally overindulge, and that's fine. You get to choose what you're going to do and think about why you might want to overindulge and why you might not want to overindulge. So really have a think about, you know, what does that look like? And also have a think about the time that you're going to get back on track. So that's option number one. Option number two is to just stay on track. Now, that might feel to you like depriving yourself. It kind of depends where your mindset is. But you can just say, I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm doing whatever it is I'm going to do, and I'm going to carry on doing it even over the holiday season. And number three is a halfway house. So number three is, for example, I'm going to have some dessert or a glass of wine, but I'm not going to totally overindulge. Now, how do you decide which of the three you're going to take? There's no right or wrong answer. Part of it is understanding yourself and understanding what's going to derail you. And what is it that works for you? What isn't it that works for you? So self-awareness is really going to help you make this decision. And the last thing I would say is, here are some questions. Whatever decision you make, here are some questions for you that you need to consider. How am I going to make it easy for myself to stick to that decision? So for example, if you say, okay, I'm going to go with option three, I'm going to have a little bit of dessert, but I'm not going to totally overdo it. How can you make it easy for yourself to do that? And the answer is, well, there's no correct answer, but some answers are, well, I'm in charge of making dessert, so I'm going to make a small dessert and everybody's going to have a small dessert. Or I'm going to do teaspoon desserts. You know, when you go to a posh restaurant and they give you like a teaspoon, you get a taster menu, you get like two or three of those. I'm going to do that. Or I'm going to make some desserts that I can't eat. So perhaps you're gluten intolerant. So I'm going to make some desserts that I can't eat and some desserts that I can eat that are going to be more healthy, perhaps fruit-based things like baked apples. Now, you can apply that to whatever the decision is. The question you need to ask is, how can I make it easy for myself to stick to that decision in the moment of time? So you need to be aware of the obstacles that are going to come up for you. And a similar question, but slightly different, is how can I make it difficult for myself to not do the other thing? So what I mean by that is, if you go back to the dessert question, how can I make it difficult for myself to have a second dessert or a third dessert? Now, it does feel like it's a similar question, but if you ask both of them, you're going to dot the I's and cross the T's and get yourself a plan that hopefully you can stick to. So, my friends, if you are in North America, happy Thanksgiving for Thursday. I wish you a fabulous, fabulous time with your family. Please remember, it's all about family. And enjoy it, whatever you plan to do. And a reminder, if you want to get to Healthy Amazing You in 2024, then book a call with me and find out about my program, which has this amazing deal on at the moment. And even if you don't join the program, chatting to me will be eye-opening for you. You will come away with clarity. You will come away with a plan. You will be able to see your situation from a different angle. And that, my friend, is invaluable. So happy holidays, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.